Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alex Gramas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Purkey. And now, play ball. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones juggles the ball. That's an error on Jones. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson strikes out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMillan moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musial. Robinson reaches second base with a double. McMillan scores. Bell moves to third. It's 1-0, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 2-0, Reds. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Reds. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Grandma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Purkey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Curt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Javier fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin misplays the ball. That's an error on Martin. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Gramas moves to second. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Javier reaches second base with a double. Gramas scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Reds. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Javier scores. It's 3-2, Reds. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cunningham moves to third. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive towards third. Jones reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cardinals, 3, Reds, 3. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-1 in the game. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first, with Perky covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Perky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perky is 0-for-1 in the game. Perky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Reds 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Javier for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Grama settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Reds 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-2 in the game. Musial strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer is hit by the pitch. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas misplays the ball. That's an error on Grammas. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Smith and he is out, Grammas applying the tag. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. Two outs. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Reds 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Flood reaches second base with a double. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-2 in the game. Grammas hits a line drive towards first. Coleman catches it and throws to second to double up Flood. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 0-for-2 in the game. Purkey hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Pinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Crowe pinch hits for Bob Gibson. George Crowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Reds. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Purkey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cunningham hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-3 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cardinals 4. the Reds will come to bat. Bob Grimm now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to second. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Bailey moves to second. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Willie Jones. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. One out. It's 7-4, Reds. Harry Anderson pinch hits for Billy Martin. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Purkey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Cliff Cook now playing third base. Leo Cardenas now playing shortstop. Roy McMillan now playing second base. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Boyer hits a pop-up towards third. Cook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first, with Purkey covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill White pinch hits for Hal Smith. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and St. Louis Cardinals, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.